apologies. He'll never see you cry. Pretends he doesn't know that he's the reason why you're drowning. You're drowning. You're drowning. Now I heard you moved on from whispers on the street. A new notch in your belt is all I'll ever be. And now I see. Now I see.
7:39 on this Thursday edition of Palmetto Morning, 62 degrees. On WRHI FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Lucas McFadden.
I'm Alex Greenewald.
We always love to welcome in our listeners on AM 1340 and those listening on the free WRHI app. If you don't have the app, don't worry. Just download it when you can and take us on the go.
And how about those watching us on Comporium Cable Channel 103 and Facebook Live? Good morning.
It's 62 degrees, a perfect time to go take a plunge at Camp Canaan. You can do so with the Polar Plunge. It is back. Now, it is scheduled for Sunday, February the 4th. Matt Harper and Molly Garrison from Camp Canaan join us. Can we do the jump today? It's perfect weather to do it today.
No. I think that'd be cheating.
Yeah.
There's something polar about today. Now, last week, 17 degrees.
Oh,
that would have been good.
Yikes. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. All right. So this is back again, Camp Canaan's Polar Plunge. Matt is set for Sunday, February the 4th from 1 to 4. Mm-hmm. Folks listening can take the plunge. And what does that look like and what is their commitment?
Yeah, so actually Molly helped develop all of this, but we're raising money for program equipment. As we know, like, things have been really tough raising money, and we're such a young camp that we're raising money for infrastructure like a dining hall. We just broke ground on a new playground, but we need program equipment. So the donation dollars only go so far, and so we're trying to do one just for program equipment.
So Molly, we'll come to you in a minute then about the details of the jump, if that's fine. But Matt, so you're raising money for, it looks like, five different things. What are those things?
Yeah, so actually,
yeah,
do you have? Okay, great. So Matt is just here to look good.
Yeah.
Is that it?
Well, we have an awesome team. And
you
Molly and Beth, they're taking the reins of this thing and putting it all together. They're doing a great job planning it, and it's their event. So
okay.
Really exciting.
Well, he can stand there and look pretty.
And cheer you on, Molly.
Matt's our executive director, so he handles a lot of, like, top-down things. and then Beth and I are our summer camp directors, so we spend all winter dreaming about summer.
That's
what we're doing right now with the Polar Plunge. And we're asking for a couple big things. And as we hit certain markers, like price points on our Polar Plunge, we get to get those items. All of these items are really special and, like, could help a lot of kids get to be at camp. So they're all kind of helping with the functionality of camp and getting more kids through high adventure activities or more kids to do arts and crafts and creating space for more campers to be at camp. So they'll all be super helpful in the long run. But if we raise $1,000, we get a new high adventure course element. So with that,
we hit
it'll
that goal.
Yeah,
so
we hit it.
Already?
Yeah, we hit it.
Oh, congratulations.
So we've raised about we've raised about $1,000 so far.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great.
We were at like 970 yesterday morning and we hit the $1,000 mark yesterday. So we're excited. We're getting a new high adventure course element that'll help more kids go through the HAC. And then at $5,000 we get an auto belay. For those of you that don't know what that is, on a climbing wall, we currently have one, but to have a second one, it eliminates a person from having to belay so we can have more people climbing the wall at the same time.
Yeah. Are you saying belay?
Belay, yes.
B-E-L-A-Y.
Somebody will be on the ground, as the anchor, and someone, the kid is climbing, so they kind of loosen the rope a little bit.
Gotcha.
This would be
the auto belay is attached at the top.
It's really nice.
And the child climbs, and then as soon as they're done climbing, they let go, and it slowly lowers them.
That is
so
great.
It eliminates the need for a staff member there. So more sides of the wall.
Both sides.
Perfect.
Yes, can be open at the same time.
Okay.
At $10,000, my dream is a craft shack, but it's really like an updated craft area. Right now, we do crafts on the front porch of our multi-purpose building, and there's just a lot of things happening at that building all at the same time all summer. So this would be like a sheltered area with a shed that has picnic tables. Kids can paint all over the tables. They are free to just craft and do whatever needs to happen in that area, and it eliminates a lot of traffic in our main building.
They painted on the tables anyways. Yeah. They just weren't supposed to, but this area they'll be allowed. Yeah.
We have a little glitter and dirt mixed together, some food spilled out. Now you have a safe place.
With some
place.
Beads there, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right, so for $15,000.
Yeah. We're going to be getting a water fountain on the back porch of our multipurpose building. It's a super high traffic area, and currently we fill up water bottles in the kitchen sink in there, so that would be a place where right by the playground, campers can fill up their water. You know it's hot
water
in
bottle
the summer.
Filler.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So it's a traditional water fountain we remember from school on the bottom, and on the side, you just put your water bottle and it's self-pour.
Yeah.
It is so much faster.
And it's a sustainable solution, too. You save a lot.
In fact, most of them have a counter. It says how many bottles saved by using that.
That's right.
All right. And then if we can reach the, what's it, $20,000 goal.
Yeah. We get bazooka ball. Ooh. Also, you've probably never heard of this, but we have paintball right now, and kids love it. But for a lot of the younger kids, we don't offer it because it hurts, and it's just a lot of cleanup. But bazooka ball outfits our paintball guns with these little rubber balls. And so with that $20,000, we'd have enough to build like kind of an arena almost on our sports field. And it would be something, a program that could be offered to more ages. And we won't be constantly buying paintballs.
Yeah. Oh,
it doesn't
hurt
nearly as bad.
If you've been hit by a paintball.
No, I've not.
I have.
It's
entertaining to watch
kids
do it.
Yeah.
They usually just stand at the back of the field and just shoot the guns.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And that's a that's an add-on activity at camp currently. This one would just be offered, be able to offer to every camper.
Mm-hmm.
That way, just kind of more bang for your buck.
Great. Yeah. So if you want to be part of the effort to raise money for these elements that Molly just listed, you can just sign up to take part in the Camp Canaan Polar Plunge on Sunday, February the 4th from 1 to 4. People listening can take the plunge, right? So you don't need to be a camper. You don't need to have any ties to Camp Canaan. Though if you do, great. If not, it's a great way to check out the space so you can see it for yourself. Yeah. What's the donation amount?
Yeah, to plunge for an individual, it's $25 minimum donation. Feel free to give more than that. That'd be so generous. But if not, that's totally okay. It's a minimum of $25. And then if you have a family of four or more, you only need to donate $100.
Or more.
Yeah, or more, or more. But then, like, let's say you have six people, 100 is the minimum. Yeah.
But it's going to be a great day. We're going to have some food out there, some music. And it's just a great reconnection time for our campers and families to come out to the island.
It's great fellowship, and you've got someone special, a couple special people that will be making their way, their spotlight. Who can we tease that will be out there to plunge again this year?
I believe one's sitting right in front of me.
Oh, yeah.
In my Speedo.
Oh, no.
I do not. Thanks, Molly. Molly was just more concerned that it was going to be cold. She wasn't disgusted by the fact she's going to see a dad in a Speedo out there.
Oh, my gosh.
If that raises more money for Camp Canaan, I'd look at doing it.
We have different people at different levels, you know. Mm-hmm. So hopefully we hit our goal. And last year we did hit our goal. Last year our goal was $15,000. We hit that goal.
Fantastic.
Right. I mean, you have so many great equipment, the accessories to all your programming functionalities. I think we all sit here and we as adults would love to utilize it, but it's really about the kids. So I can only imagine the joy that comes when you raise the money for it.
Yeah, and what's also great, it's not just for summer camp. So we run school groups, you know, throughout the year, retreats, day events. So the main focus is summer camp, but we're going to use this all throughout the year and have more programs to offer school groups to do as well.
You're entering your 20th year there at Camp Canaan.
Yeah.
And compare that to other camps in the area, they've got a legacy there with alumni that are in the working world and can make the financial contributions. Camp Canaan still is very young, 20 years old right now, and so they're building up that legacy. And to your point, you're building your camp as you're holding camp. So sometimes camps are built and then the kids come. You all said we don't want to wait.
Building costs have gone through the roof. Like a lot of camps, they could have a volunteer group come out and build a cabin or help build their dining hall. We have a lot more regulations nowadays, so it's very expensive to build. But this is our 20th anniversary, but only 15 years of doing full-time programming because it took 5 years to get it off the ground, which is another great story of how Canaan came to be, so I can tell that later. But we're really excited, and our first campers or just entering the workforce. That came in 2009.
Oh, wow. Yeah, so, yeah, that's so it's special.
Really exciting. And then, Matt, real quick, where are we on signups for summer camp? Do you have any spots left? Could you all fill up quickly and put kids on waiting lists?
Actually, we do. So the 4th of July week, that's people – that one always books last. Like other weeks have booked and on wait lists. We've been, you know, with the school schedules getting changed a little bit this year. Our week one is down because Rock Hill schools are still in school. So the potential modified schedule could be detrimental to the camping industry, not just Camp Canaan. So we're hoping and praying it doesn't go to the modified schedule and that we can still have 9 weeks of fun in the summer where kids really need it.
Well, that's a great observation because I think sometimes with these school calendars, selfishly, we look at what's best for us. But we also need to look at other areas that support students in the summertime and what that looks like. So I'm glad you brought that up.
Summer camp is emotional education. You learn so much at camp. Yeah.
Yeah, especially Camp Canaan. I know that's a big part of your foundation there is the spiritual concept. But all right. Well, thanks for bringing us up to speed on that. Yeah. Take the plunge with all of us. I know I'll be out there. Joel Hamilton, Senator Wes Clymer, Representative Brandon Guffey, Representative Heath Sessions, they'll all be out there. Those gentlemen will be in a Speedo. They did tell me that.
Oh, no. You're kidding.
No. They're not here, though, to defend themselves.
I'm never going to go to that then.
Actually, people might donate money so they don't.
Got my dollars.
We'll show up in a Speedo. If you want us to wear regular swim trunks, you can donate. More.
That's right.
But if you want to see all that on display, that's a lot. That's on you. But take the plunge. Camp Canaan's Polar Plunge on Sunday, February the 4th from 1 to 4. Matt, great catching up with you. And Molly, great seeing you, friend. And great job organizing all this and thinking about this summer during the winter months.
Yeah.
Good job.
They've done an awesome job. They planned all of it. Oh, I just kind of – I was cheerleader. I was like, you're doing awesome.
Sounds great. Yeah. Looks good.
It's a good team. It takes a
But I will jump in if we hit our goal.
And then we have him jumping in too. So
look at that. In a Speedo. No.
Turn the mics off now.